Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. Good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Fasano and Sandy. It is just a little after 7:37. And right now it's time to bring up Jill Schlesinger from CBS News, your business analyst. How long have you been at CBS News?
I've been at CBS News since 2009.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And this is my third career. Not one, not two, but three. Not been a straight shot. I think that Sandy is essentially appalled at me right now. I just want to say that,
why?
Scotty, because I think that when I said I can talk about death with anybody, that
yeah.
you like your
oh,
face
yeah,
was like
a...
contorted and worried.
Well, because
you,
we
really
need people like you. We need people like you. I feel very uncomfortable with it. Like, as you could tell, I was like,
well, we were just,
like, so
I don't know what to say.
We're doing a thing on Facebook Live, and in between, we're talking about, you know, how that the country's in now a healing mode. Right. And how you said you could listen to now soon to be President Joe Biden talk about his children.
It's so beautiful. I think it's so beautiful to hear him essentially just be willing to put himself out there.
Yeah.
I think that's like the thing that's so awesome when you hear someone do that. It's really, it is empowering, and it doesn't show weakness, it shows strength.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's what I love.
Yeah.
I love that.
Are we going to love this new stimulus bill that's going to come
yes.
down, what he's
nice
proposing?
Transition.
Yeah,
let's go from
you.
Death to stimulus. Fantastic. Well, look, it's $1.9 trillion.
Okay.
That is a serious amount of moolah,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And what I think is important about it is there's a lot of parts of it that help the broader effort to contain the virus. And remember, everything that's happening right now is virus-related. There are some knock-on effects after that, but everything is about the virus. So, you know, money to states, money for vaccination, anything that we can do to contain the virus is going to be good for the economy.
Sure. Mm.
So when it comes to individuals, here's what's on the Biden proposal. It's $1,400 for an additional stimulus, meaning that if you got the $1,200 last year, if you got $600 already this year, you'll get an additional $1,400.
Okay.
There is also then an expansion of who's called a dependent. So in last year's bill, you got $500 per kid, but the kids had to be under 17. Mm-hmm. And same thing for this $600 for this extra one. Now, what happens in this case is really interesting. Is that you can essentially see that the money will go out to kids who are, say, college kids or older dependents who people are claiming on their tax return.
Oh, okay.
So it expands the amount of money that people will receive as families. Now, Sandy, there was a question in the Facebook Live group. What was this question?
Yeah, Sinclair wanted to know. She said, with the new stimulus, is it per family member with the direct payments?
Right. This is tough because it's not essentially clear to me whether they want to extend the $1,400 payment or the $600 payment. I read it as the $600 payment,
mm-hmm.
the extra money. Mm-hmm. And so we won't know. And again, this is all will start being negotiated today. The other part of the plan, really interesting, is that you will see that unemployment from the federal government. Remember, we had supplemental unemployment, and everyone's like, oh, $600 a week is too much.
Mm-hmm.
The December stimulus cut that to $300.
Right.
And then in this Biden plan, what's happening is essentially that the amount of money is going to go to $400 a week. But here's the important part, that it is not going to end in March. It's going to be extended through September. And that tells me that this administration, that Janet Yellen, the incoming Treasury Secretary, that all the economic people are worried that the economic damage from the virus is going to persist at least through the summer.
Wow.
Now, what did I hear? Was it Jay Powell who said you have to spend the money now to help the economy later? But how does it, but you think, oh my gosh, if we're spending so much money now, isn't that going to hurt us in the future? Won't taxes go up? Won't everything cost more? Can you explain that?
Sure. I mean, this is the big problem that people have with spending money that the government doesn't have. So we are going further into debt to finance this, okay? And we are already at, you know, crazy debt levels. The question is, among economists, the fight is that if you don't spend the money now, then the economic recovery takes longer. And that, so think of it this way. If we get more people back to work really quickly, they're paying taxes.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing stuff. They're spending money in the economy, and the government is able to actually collect more in revenue, right? And if we don't spend the money, that length of time that's spent wasting, essentially wasting resources and having people sidelined from the labor force who could become permanently unemployed, those are the fears that actually slow down the economy over the next decade. So what are we thinking about? We're thinking about when Janet Yellen gets in front of Congress yesterday, what does she say? She says, hey, I'm not a dingbat. I know that we're running up debt.
Right.
And the time to run up debt is right now because it's an emergency. And the time to pay it off is when the economy is on its feet.
Mm.
One thing she did say, yeah, taxes are going up. But they may not go up by as much as you all think. And they're not going up until the economy's back on its feet. And I think corporate America was breathing a sigh of relief because she basically said, we're not going back to 35% corporate tax rate. It will be something else, probably 28%. 21 was too low, 35 too high, probably going to be more like 28%, which, by the way, is what corporate America thought Trump was going to do under the tax cut plan originally. They were shocked and delighted that they got 21%, but no one had hoped, no one had thought that that was the number.
Okay.
Right, right. There's so much money that this country needs just to get back on its feet, whether it's getting jobs back, getting tax revenue back into the system.
Right.
Hopefully this new idea will work its way through the legal system in our government and everybody will be on board with it. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd like to hope. I mean, there's also some really cool things. The earned income tax credit is going to be expanded for this year under the plan. We see that there is an expansion of benefits to people who are on the Affordable Care Act, like basically giving them more money to pay for it, because there's this weird hole between of people like middle class people who make too much money to get an actual subsidy from the government, but they don't make enough money to be able to like afford health coverage. So
I
this
heard
bill has that
a
in
struggle.
There. And that's also built into this plan.
Scotty, my son turns 26 tomorrow. And so he now is off my, you know, health insurance. So he's now searching and he's looking for the right one to find right now because he says, some of my friends are paying $150. Some of my friends have to pay $500. I don't know what to do. That might be another subject for another week.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. Those are tough decisions. I think amid a pandemic, obviously health insurance becomes so important. But, you know, most of the pandemic-related illnesses are covered. People are not do not have to, like, borrow money to pay for this. So last bit of news that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Miraculously, after spending a solid week online between me and my sister, we got my mother an appointment for today.
Oh, for an injection today.
At 11:15. And they don't have, so she, my mother and her 90-year-old boyfriend don't have to drive to Utica, which I actually looked on a map.
Whoa.
That was where there was a, I don't know. I mean, that's very far.
That's far from you and it's far from us too.
But that was, there was an appointment that was available.
Oh my God.
And so luckily it just opened up. So everyone who's trying for your parents and your grandparents, keep trying, keep refreshing. I felt like I was in college and just was amazingly able to get front row tickets to Bruce Springsteen's River Tour. I said to my sister, I feel like we just scored.
I know. It's like before they sell out, let's go. Jill Schlesinger, thank you so much. Go to JillOnMoney.com. That's her website. All kinds of great information there. All past blogs. You do it all the time. There's podcasts. There's all kinds of fun stuff like that. So thanks, Jill. Appreciate it. We'll see you next week.
Give them to
the thank you. 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.